Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, we're going to give you an answer to a somewhat difficult question today in this show. Let me give you a little background of the question, and then we will get into the answer portion of it. We recognize that we always hear the voice of monotheism, the Tawheed, and worship of Allah from within our souls. And especially at the time of difficulty, this voice becomes stronger and clearer, and we naturally begin to think about God and seek His help and kindness. So when you're drowning, you know, that strong voice or strong feeling that you get from inside is something that is calling you towards Allah. You know that there's no one else who can help you. You're drowning now. You're in the middle of a sea. Nobody can hear you. Who do you turn towards? And that is Allah. Now, here it is possible that this question arises, that this inner voice, which we call the voice of our God-given nature, the fitrah, it is a result of things which we have heard from our environment and our mother and our father who have told us, or from the school, and it has become very normal and common for us. So see the confusion? So it seems like that the confusion is that this inner voice that anybody gets is because of the cultural baggage, so to speak. Well, the answer to this requires a brief introduction, okay, that we're going to talk about. But we need to know that over the history of humanity, the customs, the cultures, they change. We cannot find a custom which has not changed throughout the history among all nations. Thus, when we see that this is something which exists among all nations, has existed at all times and during all ages without exception, we should realize that its roots are in fitrah, and that it is woven into the spirit and soul of a human being. So the culture, it is not stagnant, it is not firm, it changes like fluid, right? But fitrah, the nature of a human being, okay, throughout the ages, it stays the same. Right? Hence, if we look at and inspect the history of humanity, we see that in all times, we had people who believed in God, in the concept of God, the existence of God. They realized the presence of God. It was not gender specific. It was not just men. It was not just women. It was not just youths. It was not just kids. Not just the elderly people. It was everyone, like you could see from every age group, from every gender. So this tells us that unlike the cultures and unlike the customs which change over the passage of time, this belief in Allah, belief in God, belief in the creator of the world, it never changed. It always existed. Yes, it did progress as the human beings, they started to explore more of this world and their wisdoms, they started to get elevated. But the original, the basic, the foundational belief in Allah or the Creator, it always existed. We're going to go on a short break and come back to shed more light on this confusion/question. Stay with us. Thank you.
Remembering Allah, in the words of Sheikh Salim Yusuf Ali.
We as individuals and in our lives, especially within our families, we need to be people who talk about Allah. And we need to talk about the Ahlul Bayt, especially the Imam of our time. What I mean by this is that we need to create an environment where Allah is present. Right? They say that the daughter of Allama Tabatabai says in one interview that our father, Allama Tabatabai, used to talk about Allah so much and remind us that He was present and watching over us, that we used to think it would be impossible to do an action without feeling the presence of Allah. Right? That's the way it should be. That environment should be one where we're talking about Allah. You see, brothers and sisters, the way that our children are taught, the way that we ourselves were taught in this, in the educational system, is a way that God has been stripped away from the equation. Right? When you learn about the way that the universe operates. For example, you learn about the water cycle. All of you have, or you know, at one time will study about the water cycle. And you learn about how, you know, that the earth, how water moves about in the earth, from rains, from clouds, from water supplies in the earth, right? And people drink it and whatever, it just goes in a cycle. The whole time you learn about that, or you learn about any of the other facts or theories about science, whether it be the way the human body works, or whether it be evolution, right? The whole time you read about it and learn about it, God is stripped away. But if you look at the language of the Quran talks about some of these same scientific phenomena, but it does so with a different language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Furqan 25, verse number 48, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. We are the ones who send down water from the sky. Who's taking credit for it? Right? Who is this action being attributed to? Is it that the clouds, rain is falling from the clouds? Or is it that Allah is causing rain to fall from the clouds? So if it's raining outside, right? As a believer, I should mention, thank Allah for sending us this rain. This simple statement will find a place in the hearts of our children and it won't leave. Surah 35, verse 9, فَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. With this water, we cause the dry earth to come to life again. Springtime comes along. I see greenery. I should mention it. I should attribute it to Allah. I said that we should not only talk about Allah, but also about the Ahlul Bayt, especially the Imam of our time. We should be people who frequently are remembering the Imam of our time. In a hadith, we're told that, this is from the Ahlul Bayt, Imam Sadiq, he says that you should go and visit one another. And that you should mention our affair. You should mention us, mention the Ahlul Bayt, mention the Imam of our time. Even when we get together for a social gathering. Right? In another tradition, we're told that that we should make sure that we should, even if we gather together, and we don't say salawat in that gathering will be a source of regret for us in the hereafter. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You can say it once or 100 times or more. You'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back to your listeners. Before the break, we were giving an answer to you on a potential confusion that some say that voice, that inward voice that we hear, okay, when, let's say, we're drowning, and the one we turn towards is God. This inward voice is probably a cultural baggage. It is based on what you have heard from your parents or your schools. And we said, no, that's not the case. Cultures and customs change, whereas the belief in God, it never changed. It stayed from the early days of the human creation till today. As stated by the psychologists and historians, there has been no time in the history when belief in God and faith did not exist among people. Rather, in every age and time, at all moments of this world, some form of belief existed. And this itself is clear reason why the worship of God is from the depths of the spirit and its source is fitra of human being, the nature of human beings, not that it is a result of customs we have accepted. Because if it were the consequences of habits and customs, it would not be so extensive and eternal. It would have not been lasting. Some of the well-known psychologists clearly and directly say that human spirit or soul has four senses. The first one is the sense of knowledge, which sends a person after science and knowledge and makes one's spirit thirsty for knowledge, whether or not this has any material benefit. The second one is the sense of goodness, which is the source of moral and human issues in the world of humanity. The third one is the sense of beauty, which is the source of poetry and literature and art in their real sense. Fourth and the last one is the sense of belief, which invites the human being to come to know God and to implement His commands. In this way, we see that the sense of worship is one of the senses with the deepest roots of the spirit. That is, they are never separate from each other. It always existed. Okay, think and answer the following question for yourself. It's going to help you understand this dilemma and this concept in a better way, in a better fashion. And the question is, why do ignorant people turn to idol worshiping? See, our claim is that worshiping Allah, worshiping the Creator, worshiping God is natural and it's intrinsic. Right? And hence, you know, if you notice, there are some who worship idols, right? Why? Because they feel that need of worshiping someone. Okay? So they turn towards idol, which of course is wrong. But the point is that even they have that feeling which compels them to go worship someone. The second question is, why do materialists refer to God as nature? Think about it. Right? This is primarily when they do not have answers of dilemmas they cannot explain. They are somebody who are stubborn and have decided for themselves that they are going to not accept the existence and presence of God. So they start calling it Mother Nature. Otherwise, the concept of God, the existence of God, the realization of the presence of God is present in our own nature. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
Allah.